How's it going, everybody? Welcome to Rolling Lines and Apples and Genos production. My name is Josh Hutchinson, and I'll be your host. I am riding solo tonight, but I'm going to be talking about moves for the rest of the week, power play changes around the league, and 0G candidates. So without further ado, let's go. So apologies, I'm a little bit under the weather. My voice was completely gone a couple days ago. Wasn't sure that I would be able to do the show at all, so I didn't book a guest. My voice has come back a little bit, but I decided to cut the show a little bit short, so I'm not doing a mailbag segment today. But never fear, as I know a lot of people are probably interested in our takes on all of the trades that have been happening today. It feels like deadline day today. It is not. But never fear. On Friday, Blake and I will be live streaming starting at 1 p.m. Eastern time to talk about all the trades that are going down. We're going to live react to the ones that are happening in those last couple of hours. And we're going to give our takes on all the different trades that have gone on over this last week. So you're going to want to check that out. You can join us live. You can ask us questions, or you can listen or watch at a later time. I will send out that YouTube link soon, and give us a like, give us a subscribe ahead of time. Even if you're not going to be attending the live stream, it helps us out a ton. So, so that's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a few things in store for that. So be sure to check that out. All right, let's get into it. So last week, the Florida Panthers were 4-0. The Florida Panthers are in first place in the NHL. They've been absolutely killing it lately, much to my chagrin. The Atlantic Division just is unstoppable year after year. It just seems like even when the Giants start to fall, like the Tampa Bay Lightning, teams like the Florida Panthers just kind of figure it out. And the Leafs are just stuck in that second and third seed year after year, and they just can't seem to dig their way out of that division. So we'll see what happens this year, but I'm not feeling optimistic. The Islanders, Dallas Stars, and Edmonton Oilers also were undefeated. They were all 3-0. The Devils and the Golden Knights were both 0-3, and the San Jose Sharks 0-4. We had a few surprise players at the top of the list over the last week in terms of statistics. Anthony Duclair led the league in scoring over the last week with 8 points in four games. He had a 4-point night the other night against the Dallas Stars. Kyle Palmieri and Nathan MacKinnon both had 7 points in three games. Bit of a surprise for Palmieri. He's been killing it. He had a hat trick not too long ago. And Sasha Barkov and Sam Reinhart, both with 7 points in four games. Those two have been absolutely unbelievable. Not sure if you saw that ridiculous assist where Barkov knocked the puck out of the air down to his stick, batted it to himself, and then got the puck across to Reinhart for an easy tap-in. But that was one of the best assists I've seen in a very long time. So that pair has just been killing it all season long, and not surprising to see them at the top of the statistics list. There were a few other interesting names. I will talk about them in a little bit, but let's look at the schedule planner. So from Thursday to Sunday, to finish out this week, we've got Minnesota and Arizona that have the best schedule. They both have three games with two off nights. The Anaheim Ducks also have two off nights, but just two games in total. The Avalanche and the Seattle Kraken each have one more game, but it is on the Friday. You could probably fit guys from those teams into your lineup, but after Friday, you could probably drop players from those teams for someone that is maybe playing on Sunday or someone playing Saturday, Sunday, if you can fit someone in on Saturday. The Rangers have just one more game on Saturday, so that's the heaviest night of the week. So you're probably not going to be wanting to stream New York Rangers unless you're prepping for next week, in which the New York Rangers have five games. That is the first occurrence of the rare five-game schedule week for the New York Rangers. They have two off nights amongst those five games. We also have the Winnipeg Jets that have four games and four off nights. So two teams with just bonkers schedules next week. And then we've also got the Kings Blues that both have four games with three off nights. So really nothing to sniff at there. We've got the Tampa Bay Lightning, Toronto Maple Leafs. They both have two games and zero off nights. So not ideal streaming teams, those two. So if you streamed any Leafs for this week with their four games, you could probably drop those guys for next week. The New York Rangers are actually the only team that start the week with a Monday, Tuesday back-to-back. So if you're wanting to stock up on those Rangers that have five games, that's the only situation where you're going to have a team playing Monday, Tuesday. And then the Kings, Blues, Jets, and Washington Capitals all have the Monday, Wednesday starts. So if you want to capitalize on those first two off nights of the week, those are the teams that you want to be streaming from right off the bat. All right, let's go to Shift Change. This is the ad drop segment. I'm just going to talk about some potential ads from these teams. I'm not going to talk too much about drops. There's a few players from the Arizona Coyotes that are running hot right now. They've won a couple games after that mega losing streak, and all of a sudden they think they're all that. But Matthias Michelli, 15% rostered. He has 10 points in his last nine games. He's playing right now with Lawson Crouse and Nick Bjugstad on line two. That line has been getting the most 5v5 minutes over the last little while, though. So that is definitely something to take note of. Michelli is playing on power play two, so not getting top power play deployment. But he's still converting. Even on that losing streak, he was putting points on the board. So underlying stats, not great. He's had moments this year where he has been shooting the puck a fair bit, more than he has in the past. This stretch is not one of those stretches. He's just running hot right now. So if you want to pick him up in order to pick up a player that's caught fire, and maybe just reap the benefits of a hot streak, he's probably your guy. But there are a few other guys where I'm a little more interested in things under the hood. Lawson Crouse, 41% rostered. He is line two, power play two, as I mentioned, same as Matthias Michelli, getting lots of 5v5 minutes. He's just a really solid player. Is no stranger to putting goals on the board, and he's also a huge hitter. So a nice bangers cats option if he is on your waiver wire in your leagues. Dylan Genther is 15% rostered. He has 7 points in his last seven games, playing with Logan Cooley and Clayton Keller, who is now off of the IR. I assumed that they would put Keller back with Schmaltz, but it seems like they're trying to spread things out in the lineup. Schmaltz has been pretty productive since Keller was out, which was a little bit surprising. So they're keeping them separated, and Genther and Cooley have been reaping the benefits of playing with Clayton Keller. Genther is 28th in 5v5 individual scoring chances for per 60 over the last five games in the league. So that's something that I thought was really interesting. He is getting to those tight areas and getting scoring opportunities. So these 7 points in the last seven games, I'm a lot more interested in that than I am in Michelli's 10 points in the last nine, because Genther seems to be doing better things under the hood. Another player that's interesting under the hood is Barrett Hayton. He is 3% rostered, so much more available. He is playing on power play one, and over the last five games, he's 44th in the league in 5v5 individual scoring chances, 4 per 60. So not far behind Dylan Genther. He's been getting to those areas, getting chances, but just not putting points on the board. So Barrett Hayton is a guy that I think could be popping, but I know there have been times this year where his numbers have looked great and he just hasn't been able to convert. Just terrible luck for Barrett Hayton this year, but I'm hoping for good things over the next little bit, hoping that he can turn things around. In terms of the New York Rangers, they don't really have a ton of great streamers. You can look at your K'Andre Millers for peripherals. But Alexi Lafreniere, if he is on your waiver wire, he is a must add for sure for next week. 41% rostered still. He's been pretty consistently productive over the season. Nothing super eye popping in terms of the counting stats, but his underlying numbers have been awesome all season. Playing with Panarin and Trocheck, he seems to have found a home there, and they've kept him there pretty consistently. So, I think if he's on your waiver wire, he is an absolute must add for next week. Another absolute must add for next week is from the Winnipeg Jets, Sean Monahan. He is 38% rostered. Playing on line two, power play one, he has 9 points in his last nine games. He is 51st in the league in shots per 60 at 5v5 over the last five games as well. So this guy, I love Sean Monahan. I love that he's having a bit of a renaissance right now, starting in Montreal and now in Winnipeg on a contender. He's getting primo deployment, and I just think that if he's on your waiver wire, he's a guy that you have to have next week, especially with Winnipeg having those four games, four off nights. Vlad Namestnikov, who's 3% rostered, has been playing on line one with Kyle Connor and Mark Scheifele at 5v5. He has 4 points in his last four games. Underlying numbers are pretty bad, but with that primo deployment, he's definitely worth a look as well, although it's possible that Gabe Vilardi will be back by then, and I would assume that he'll be taking that spot back on line one. He's also 39% rostered, so watch the injury reports, and if he's on your waiver wire, he's definitely a guy that I would be picking up for sure, along the same lines as Monahan. I think he'll be back on line one, power play one, which is actually an even better deployment situation than Sean Monahan. So Gabe Vilardi, a guy to keep an eye on too. Quinton Byfield from the LA Kings, 49% rostered. He has played over 20 minutes in five of the last six games. And his underlings have been honestly dreadful. Out of all the players that I looked at that I'm mentioning here, his underlying numbers on ice and individual over the last five games were the worst out of anyone that I looked at. So a bit of a surprise there. He's getting primo deployment, playing on the top line, playing on the top power play. But I don't know. It's just not, he's not producing the same way that he was earlier in the season. I'm hoping that things turn around. Obviously he's a talented player. I'm still hanging on to him in one spot in a deeper league, but I think with LA, with the nice schedule next week, I still think he's worth a look if he's out there. And then Matt Roy, he's 23% rostered. He's always really good for peripherals, gets the shots, hits, and blocks. Kind of is a stat filler for sure. So in a Bangers Cats league, I think Matt Roy is a really ideal choice for a streamer next week. Other notable names that don't necessarily have fantastic schedules over the next little while. Wyatt Johnston is 46% rostered. He had 3 goals and 2 assists just last night against the San Jose Sharks. That Johnston, Stan Coven, and Jamie Benline just absolutely popped off. He has 9 points in his last 6 games, and over the last 5 games, he is 4th in the league in shots per 60 at 5v5, 6th in individual Corsi 4 per 60, and 1st in individual scoring chances 4 per 60. So absolutely killing it in terms of the underlying individual numbers. Wyatt Johnston, definitely a guy that you should be picking up right now. Obviously, that third line deployment, not super ideal, but the chemistry is there with him and Stankoven, who seems to be there to stay. And while I'm talking about Stankoven, maybe we should talk about him too. He's 12% rostered, 8 points in his last six games since being called up. He played 18 minutes in the last game and had 4 points in that same San Jose game. Since he's been up, he's been playing closer to 15 minutes in each game. He is 45th in individual Corsi 4 per 60 and 80th in shots per 60 over the last five games. Stankoven seems to be for real, man. He is absolutely crushing it. 8 points in six games for a guy that's a rookie. I mean, there's so much that you could say about Logan Stankoven, but it seems like he is here to stay and looks really nice on that third line with Johnston and Benn. And these guys are really propping up Jamie Benn. Jamie Benn had been on a real cold streak for quite a while, but it seems like he's kind of getting pulled out of it. And that's, I think, has much to do with Johnston and Stankoven. Another couple guys that are interesting, a couple guys on the Columbus Blue Jackets. So Alex Nylander has been in the press quite a bit since he's been acquired by Columbus from Pittsburgh. He's 4% rostered. He has 6 points in his last four games, including a hat trick. He is, over those last five games, he's actually 16th in the league in shots per 60. So there's some underlying numbers that are looking pretty nice for Alex Nylander right now. So it seems like he is at the very least comfortable with his line mates in Columbus, which is, I mean, not many Blue Jackets have been this year. So he's also getting top power play time with Boone Jenner, Johnny Gaudreau, and Werenski and Boqvist. So getting really nice deployment. They're giving him an opportunity, playing with Cole Sillinger. They seem to have found a bit of chemistry. So Alex Nylander may be worth a stream when Columbus has a good schedule. There's something there. He seemed like a guy that was kind of on the outs, but at least in this small sample size, there's something going on here with Alex Nylander. Cole Sillinger, 2% rostered. He has 4 points in his last five games with running alongside Alex Nylander, third in the league in individual scoring chances 4 per 60 over the last five games. So he is getting to those good areas to try and get those points. So both these guys showing out a little bit under the hood. I like it. Cole Sillinger's a guy that had a nice little rookie season, had really nice underlying numbers, and just has not done a lot since, hasn't been given much of an opportunity either. So I think that there's something there with Cole Sillinger as well. So maybe these two guys are they just needed each other. All right, let's hit the power play planner. We'll talk about some power plays around the league that have changed over the last week or so. The Boston Bruins continue to rotate those two forward positions. They had DeBrusk in there last week. They had Morgan Geeky. They seem to consistently have Brad Marchand, David Pastrnak, Charlie McAvoy, but they've got Charlie Coyle and JVR there. Both of those guys have been on the power play at times this year. I think it seems like they're just trying to figure out who's hot. It seems like they're just running with the two hot guys, who other than those three that they've been sticking on the top power play all season. So right now it's Coyle and JVR. So definitely a couple guys that may be worth a stream. The Buffalo Sabres, right now they've got Kyle Okposo, Jeff Skinner, Casey Mittelstadt, who is no longer a Buffalo Saber, so that is actually going to change. JJ Paterka and Owen Power playing true PP1 minutes. I'm going to take a look at the lines from tonight's game against the Leafs to see what they've been going with, because I imagine that has changed. Yeah, nothing yet. So you'll have to keep an eye out for the Sabres, because they've just been trying stuff. But yeah, Mittelstadt, like I said, no longer a Buffalo Saber. We will talk about that on Friday. Okay, the Columbus Blue Jackets, I already mentioned them. Nylander getting some time with Jenner, Gaudreau, Werenski, Boqvist. That's been going on for a couple games in a row, which is pretty surprising considering Pascal Vincent just seems to throw the names into a Yahtzee cup every single game. So maybe there's something there in terms of something sticking with those five guys. I'm not super sold on it, but definitely something to keep an eye on. Minnesota Wild, Matt Zuccarello is going to be back in the lineup and will likely replace Marco Rossi on power play one, but 5v5, he is actually running with Marco Rossi. They're keeping Matt Boldy on the top line with Joel Eriksson-Ek and Kirill Kaprizov. So definitely something to be looking at there. I think Zuccarello playing with Rossi definitely helps Rossi's value, but obviously him coming off of power play one hurts a little bit. So Minnesota with a nice schedule to finish out the week, but really they don't have a ton of streaming options. I think Marco Rossi is really the only one that's even worth a look at all, but I'd still prefer some of the other guys I already mentioned over Marco Rossi at this point. Ottawa, they were running with Tim Stützle, Claude Giroux, Dominic Kubalik, Thomas Chabot, and Jacob Chychrun as their top unit in the last game. Obviously, they have Brady Tkachuk out. They have Josh Norris out. But yeah, I mean, that's a bit of a strange look. But I do like them running with two defensemen. I like using Jacob Chychrun as if he's a forward. Guy's just got an absolute bomb. So as much power play time for Chychrun as possible, please. Thank you very much. We'll see if he gets dealt, because that's a guy that has supposedly wanted out of Ottawa. I don't really blame him. Philly has been running with Forster and Zamula on the top unit with Tippett, Frost, and Farabee. They seem to be replacements for Jamie Drysdale and Travis Konecny. Torts has just been rolling with this unit since those two have gone down with injury. So maybe he's finally decided on a power play one, which would be an absolute miracle. These coaches that hate power plays, they're finally sticking with something. Like I've been telling them to do all season. The Canucks, they have taken Elias Lindholm off of the top power play and replaced him with Connor Garland. Connor Garland, definitely a similar type player to Andre Kuzmenko, who was rolling on the net front for that power play all season. They've had trouble getting going since Elias Lindholm has been back, and they've struggled a little bit overall as a team. So Connor Garland getting a shot there. I think that's not a terrible look for the Canucks. And I just think that his play style matches their power play setup a little better than Elias Lindholm. And even there's been rumors that Lindholm could be dealt to Boston in order to clear up cap space for the Canucks to make another move. So that would be incredibly interesting. The Washington Capitals, they dealt Anthony Mantha to the Vegas Golden Knights yesterday. The team is going to look pretty different, I think, by the weekend. So in terms of their power play deployments, I mean, things are probably going to change. Mantha was playing on the top unit, but obviously will not be there anymore. The Jets have Iafallo on the top power play playing in Velarde's spots. Hate that so much. Should be Nikolai Ehlers, but you know, I know I'm preaching to the choir, and Rick Bowness is a brick wall. So come on, Rick Bonehead. Let's figure it out, buddy. He's not going to. He's made that very clear. From zero to hero, I'll talk about a few goalies that are interesting here. Lukas Dostal is 6% rostered. He has started two straight and actually is getting the start again tonight. So that'll be three straight. In those two games, he stopped 80 of 86 shots and has looked really, really solid. So it seems like they're trying to give him a nice little run here. He's had moments of brilliance this year, but yeah, he's on a bit of a hot stretch. So I think they're trying to give him some time. In Arizona, Connor Ingram has actually fallen all the way back down to earth. He's really struggled over the last little while. And Karl Vemelka had actually started in both of Arizona's recent wins off of that losing streak. He's 22% rostered. He's looked really, really solid in those games. So just allowing two goals in each. And yeah, frankly, has looked better than Ingram. So definitely a goaltending situation to take a look at. It could be that Vemelka gets maybe a few more starts coming up here. The Chicago Blackhawks, they've got Peter Mrazek. He's struggled a little bit more of late. 31% rostered. I've kind of been harping on him for quite a while. Yeah, not looking quite as strong, but definitely an option if you need some volume. The Columbus Blue Jackets, Daniil Tarasov, 3% rostered. He's actually had a 928 over his last five games. He's still alternating with Elvis Merzlikens, but Elvis is actually out with an upper body injury right now. So Tarasov getting a bit of a run and is looking pretty good. So definitely a guy you could be considering. Obviously, the team situation isn't great, but yeah, I mean, he's certainly a name to look at. The Devils, Nico Daws was pulled in two straight games for Akira Schmid. And Akira Schmid actually got the start last night against the Florida Panthers. Now, they did lose 5-3, but it was the first start under new interim head coach Travis Green, which, I mean, that could speak to his opinion of those two goalies. Obviously, still trying to feel out the team, but Akira Schmid getting the first nod is definitely worth noting for sure. So maybe he's going to get another shot here to kind of figure his season out. All right, let's go to Philadelphia. Sam Ersson is 44% rostered. He has a 904 in his last five games. He's still a very rosterable volume starter that I think should be getting a little bit more respect. Philly is still playing pretty well, honestly. Still a bit of a wagon 5v5. So, yeah, I think Sam Ersson has more value than a number of these guys right now. So if he's still on your waiver wire, I think he's a guy that you should be picking up if you're in need of a goaltender. Seattle Kraken, this is probably the best option out there if he's still there. Philip Grubauer last week was 17% rostered. He is now up to 42%. He started six of Seattle's last seven games and has a 939 save percentage over those games. He's been absolutely killer for the Kraken over the last little while, and it seems like he has grabbed a hold of the net once again. Crazy. Joey Decord was the 0G hero of the year. And now you could argue it could be Philip Grubauer for the home stretch. But stranger things have happened. There's still time for it to flip-flop. But Grubauer seems to have the net right now. And then we'll end off with Charlie Lindgren. He is 32% rostered. He is the starter in Washington right now. He's been getting the vast majority of the starts, but has been struggling. But if you're in need of someone with volume, Charlie Lindgren is another name that is out there. So Philip Grubauer, I think, is probably your number one option if he's still available. Obviously, not likely at this point. But I think Lukas Dostal, he's definitely a guy that is getting some burn. Karel Vemelka, I like him a lot there. And Daniil Tarasov with Elvis out right now, I think is someone that you could be picking up. And then, like I said, Sam Ersson, I think has the best team situation out of any of these, goaltenders that I've mentioned. So, but another guy like Grubauer that is less likely to be available. In terms of Hutch versus, we'll just talk about last week's verdict. I don't have an opponent for next week, but Chris absolutely crushed me with Philip Grubauer. I had Nico Daws. Daws, obviously, like I mentioned, was pulled in a couple starts. Philip Grubauer, absolutely killing it. One of the best goalies in the league over the last little while. So the season score is now 9-6 for me. Congrats to Chris from Fantasy Puck. I will likely have another guest next week to challenge me and try and even things up before the season's done. But that is all that I have for today. Please leave us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Thank you to those who already have. It's helped us a lot with our audience growth. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're trying to hit 1,000 subscribers by the end of the season. I'm going to send out a link for that trade deadline live stream that I'm doing with Blake. Again, that is Friday at 1 p.m. We're going to be talking about all the trades that are going on. And live reacting to the last few that come in over the last couple hours before the trade deadline. So you're going to want to check that out. Blake's going to edit it into a cream of the crop episode for your listening pleasure. But on the YouTube, we will be doing it live, and there will be an archived video as well that you can check out. Also, if you like our content, check out the Apples and Genos Patreon to support us on a monthly basis. Hop into the Apples and Genos Discord server. We're having lots of discussions about fantasy hockey in there. Shout outs to the band. They're there for providing our music. Their Spotify link is in the episode description. Follow us on X. Nate is at Apples Genos. Blake is at Blake Creamer AG. And I'm at just Josh41. Please practice safe stats and happy streaming. Have a good one, folks.